I guess everybody agree the title. We need something new tool to analyze light curves for large number of eclipsing binaries. So I'm going to talk about something different. About 40 years ago, I was a freshman, so I need wear. So in that case, I have to go to the tailor shop, and tailor measure my size and height, whatever. And it takes about a week, and then I got the suit. But right now, if I need, if I want the wear suit, in that case, just go to the department store, just pick one. Because the department store has all kinds of size information of customers. So now we have all kinds of different kinds of light curve information, parameters. Using that, we can get some initial parameters. So, okay. So using initial parameters, such and this is the sample light curves. So initial parameters, sorry about that. Okay, we can get the iteration using based on Wilson-Dibney differential correction. So like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Iteration is good enough to find the solution like that, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So using this method, I analyzed about more than 2,000 light curves in SMC and galactic center, like that. Okay. So this is take a look. A total of 2,300 eclipsing binaries were analyzed. It takes about 3.5 hours in my desktop computer. So this is another statistics. In the SMC, we find about 70% is a detached system, to the galactic center is about 30%. And also in SMC, there are a lot of eccentric orbit. Okay, I'm going to talk about it in more detail in my poster. Thank you.
Thank you.